So I am talking now with Captain Ashok Pandey of the Massachusetts Maritime Academy. You are involved with this experiential learning abroad program, and the thing that the cadets got to do, MERSK, MAERSK. It's arguably one of the most notable names in the shipping and logistics industry. So when I saw that you guys, when the cadets visited the main office in Netherlands, as well as the their one of their associated terminals, I thought, well, that's got to be really something. I mean, that's got to be a real eye opener. So I wanted you to talk about that.
Thanks, Jim, for having me. Yes, we did visit the Maersk office in the Netherlands, and of course, Maersk as a bigger company, the A.P. Moller Group not only owns Maersk the shipping lines, but it also owns the container terminal business, which is A.P. Moller Maersk Terminals. So during our visit to the Netherlands last year in the summer, as part of the experiential learning project, we visited the state-of-the-art terminal in the Netherlands, as well as looked at the operations of how Maersk that currently happens to be the second largest container shipping company in the world. How does that manage the logistics of shipping containers as they ship around the world? So the students had a great time learning not only about the logistics per se, but they also actually witnessed as to what Maersk has in store for the future with respect to decarbonization, with respect to how could the company achieve a zero carbon strategy that of course almost every industry is basically looking into, and especially the shipping industry. We are basically looking at a 2050 timeline where we would like to reduce our ships' emissions to zero carbon if possible. And so one of the things that of course the students witnessed, and of course we had fantastic presentations conducted by some senior executives at Maersk. We actually saw the alternative energy strategy where instead of the current fossil fuel, which is the ship's heavy fuel oil and the bunker that we use, Maersk is going into building ships that would use methanol for powering their ships. And in fact, the first of the methanol vessels, a small container ship, relatively speaking, has already been launched. And basically, they're looking at a series of methanol-powered container vessels in the next 4 or 5 years. When such a big company starts off the block, in this direction, is an incentive for so many other shipping companies to also follow suit, and so that's a great example to follow.
Yeah, we were just talking with Captain Burns about the Maritime Center for Responsible Energy and the wind industry and going green. I mean, that's nothing new, and that seems like a real example setting kind of thing, as you, I think, kind of just said, for the entire industry, shipping and logistics industry. Everybody's going green. That's, I think, gonna benefit us all in a lot of different ways, right?
Yes, indeed, and in fact, the other thing that the students witnessed was in the same experiential learning, We also visited Germany, and we were actually at a university hosted by a maritime university, which is very research-oriented university in Germany, a place called Lier in Germany, where we were there for about a week. And what they were actually looking at is how can ships use wind energy to actually reduce the fossil fuel consumption, and thereby also reduce the total carbon footprint. And so we witnessed what we call Flettner rotors, that are actually vertical towers that will actually be operated by sheer wind power, which will basically help the ship to propel and thereby use less of the fossil fuel and a bit of the wind energy, and reduce their carbon emission as well. So yes, in terms of green energy, the shipping has been doing a great job. The timeline 2050 seems it seemed very ambitious, but it seems people have taken it very seriously, and they're doing this in phases. So we have some something to achieve in 2030. By 2040, we will be looking at a certain at a certain spot, and then by 2050, we feel that we should be reducing it substantially. Just for your information, the entire international shipping, as you see in the world, and we carry more than 11 billion tons of all kinds of cargo each year annually. We are basically responsible for just a shade less than 3% of the total carbon emission, that comes out on planet Earth. So although that number doesn't seem too huge, we in the industry, we still feel that there is still a room for improvement, and how can we go from 3 to 0 is the attempt as we march towards 2050. And remember, there is so much of consensus, there is so much of collaboration, there is so much of cooperation, all the three Cs that are basically involved in our industry, coming off from the fact that ships, basically this is mostly a private industry, which is owned by private companies. There are very few government ships that basically are out there. And of course, the International Maritime Organization, the global regulator, is I think doing a commendable job in achieving this goal.
Captain Patty, I really appreciate your time here. I guess the only other question I can think of at this moment is, I just do you have any idea what abroad learning abroad programs are coming up? Any anything exciting to that you know about that is coming up in future semesters?
Yes, absolutely. So we plan almost 2 years in advance, maybe 3 years sometimes. And this summer, there is one group of IMB students who are headed to Japan. There is another group that's actually headed to Sweden and the United Kingdom. And the third group that's led by me is actually doing a virtual experiential learning near shore, where I'm actually working with a bunch of stakeholders in the offshore wind industry, where we really want our students to know more about the offshore wind industry here in the Massachusetts, as well as in broadly New England. The problems, the challenges that the industry is facing at this point in time. So these students, the virtual experiential learning group, they're doing a desktop project as to the challenges that are being faced, as we try to achieve the goal of clean energy coming in through wind power. And so those guys are doing a virtual experiential learning. And as I said, one group going to Japan, and another group headed to Sweden and the United Kingdom. So these are the three groups that we have for this summer. And of course, we have plans for the winter of 2025 as well, as we speak. As you would appreciate, you know, to put up these programs, we have to start months in advance. We have to connect with people. Fortunately, there is, some of us in the industry are very well connected in the industry. That makes things a bit easier, for these international field trips. And of course, it requires a preparation well in advance, because obviously we are asking for quality time from some of those stakeholders that you heard, people like Maersk or some universities, or there are many other companies that I haven't mentioned here that we actually went to. It requires a lot of effort to actually put that in place.